Hello and welcome to the Selling Your Skills and Strengths podcast. This is a three-part podcast. During this first section, you may wish to download and print the Behind the Skills buzzwords worksheet and crib sheet.
Hello, my name is Irem and I'm a careers consultant working for the Careers Group, University of London. Welcome to this session, which aims to help you identify your skills and gain a better understanding of your strengths. This is the first of three podcasts, and this session will aim to help you build the foundations from which you can apply particular skills and strengths when writing your CV, completing applications, and in interviews. Let's begin by looking at skills. What do we mean when we talk about skills? Well, they can be divided into technical, hard skills, for example, IT, and soft skills, also known as competencies. Employers look for a range of soft skills in applicants, many of which are common to a number of different career areas. Those most frequently mentioned are communication, verbal and written communication, team working, leadership, and problem-solving skills. These skills tend to also be thought of as transferable skills because they're developed in one area of your life but can also be transferred to other areas. They're also important for most roles across most organisations. Other skills involve research, analytical, and creativity. These skills can generally be learnt and developed over time, and they also tend to improve with practice. However, in order to be in a position to articulate these skills effectively to potential employers, you will need to be able to break them down into specific actions and behaviours that describe the processes that reflect your ability to perform well within the particular competency the employer is looking for. Let's take a common transferable skill that sits on most person specifications or job descriptions. Let's look at teamwork. It's useful to start by thinking about the word teamwork. Important for us to think about breaking it down into behaviours and actions. The best way to do this is to think about the behaviours that would make you a good team player. You may also reflect on particular people who you know are good team players, and the focus of this breakdown needs to be, firstly, what they would actually do or what you would do, and secondly, how would they behave or how would you behave? If we were to consider working on a project as a team, for example, we may want to talk about or think about the processes involving having regular meetings, proposing different ideas, contributing different expertise within a team to generate those ideas. Important within these processes, of course, is your involvement in the team. So you would need to be quite specific in the language you use as to whether you were leading the team, coordinating the activities of the team, or contributing towards the team. So to summarise, teamwork involves working confidently within a group, contributing your own ideas effectively, taking a share of responsibility, but also perhaps giving positive and constructive feedback to others. Some of the other processes, behaviours and actions that you may want to think about include having clear, logical objectives, making sure everyone clearly understands their role and tasks, and creating enthusiasm and initiative to make things happen. By going into the detail of outlining what you mean by good teamwork, the employer can better assess your level of competency when assessing your team working ability. Importantly, they would also be able to understand in very real terms how you would behave and the particular contribution you could make to their organisation. So far, we've unpacked the word teamwork and understood what behaviours reflect good teamworking. To help you take this further, you may want to use the exercise Behind the Skills Buzzword, which is available as a downloadable handout, to start to break down other skills, as we have done so far. This handout lists 6 skills for you to work on. To help you get started, there's also an additional crib sheet, which offers some prompt or suggestions as to the type of behaviours and processes you may want to think about. My top tips to help you identify your skills would be to firstly digest the information on the job description. Most employers will provide you with a person specification where you will see many of the skills or the buzzwords mentioned today. Highlight those that apply to you and think very clearly of the evidence where you have either observed this in practice or actually been part of that process. And then, as we have done today, break those processes down into behaviours and actions. This exercise will help you consolidate your skill beyond the buzzword and convince the employer of your ability.